Krogh Corporation's original $50 million estimate for redeveloping the Troico complex has ballooned to more than $90 million. So Krogh's asking the Erie County Industrial Development Agency for nearly $3.6 million in tax breaks, plus reduced property tax payments and other incentives.
It's a very difficult site to develop because it is a very old industrial property, the former Troico plant. So I think the need for additional resources makes sense.
And Mayor Byron Brown says as a member of the ECIDA, he would vote in favor of the tax break package. Plans include a 138-room hotel, a new culinary high school, up to 150 apartments, commercial and retail space, and parking. Brown says he's been, quote, a leader and champion of the city's adaptive reuse policy.
And through that adaptive reuse policy, we have developed many legacy buildings in downtown Buffalo, which have added great value to Buffalo and Western New York and have significantly assisted with job creation in the city.
In its application, Krogh says the project will not move forward without taxpayer support, and the company claims it's unlikely another developer would get involved, which could force taxpayers to pay for its demolition. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.